Hey, here we go. It's auction time. Let's see what it's worth on the Burchard Galleries Antiques Call-In Radio Show, coming to you right after the news and weather, WGUL 860 AM, Tampa Bay.
WGUL and W229 DJ Dunedin. Powered by Prosperity Group. Come grow with us and reach your retirement goals. Experience the best selection of cigars and accessories in the country. Corona Cigar is located at 4142 West Boy Scout Boulevard across from International Plaza, or visit coronacigar.com.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Boeing CEO David Calhoun is getting compensation valued at $33 million for last year, nearly all of it in stock awards. But the company says the CEO declined a bonus of nearly $3 million more after a panel blew out of a Boeing 737 MAX during flight in January. And Boeing says Calhoun's stock award for 2024 will be reduced by nearly a quarter because of the drop in the company's stock prices since the January accident. Calhoun recently said he would step down as CEO at the end of this year. Israel's military has recovered the body of a 47-year-old farmer held hostage in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiators prepare for another round of talks today in Egypt on brokering a ceasefire in the six-month-long war. Hamas says it will be attending today's meeting. This is SRN News.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic seven-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Helping you get where you're trying to go. Get digital media solutions for your business. Visit SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com.
For this afternoon, partly sunny, real pleasant with a high 79, partly cloudy tonight, low 61. Kicking off the new week, just delightful tomorrow, partly sunny with a high up to 84. Partly sunny nights on Tuesday, high 85. Midweek Wednesday, going to be breezy and pleasant with some sun, high 86. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Ruth O'Brien for AM 860, The Answer.
Welcome back. The Antiques and Collectibles Show. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Burchard.
Hi, kids. Guess what time it is? It's auction time. Auction time to find out what your items could be worth in the International Fine Arts Auction Arena. Yours truly, Jeffrey Burchard of Burchard Galleries, Antiques and Fine Arts Auctioneers, is here on the air to take your call, and we'll figure it all out right here before your very ears. Here's the number, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600, to be on the show, and we'll answer your questions. Let's try to stump the auctioneer. What do you say? I love it. I love it when you do, because it makes me learn, makes me stronger, makes me more aware of what's around me, and I can realize those home runs, if you will, when you're out there in the wild and all of a sudden something presents itself to you and you go, wow, that's pretty cool, but I'm not going to pay $100 for that. And you walk away and you find out later that your intuition was correct, and it was one of those items that ring the bell at the fair, you know, ding, 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 dollar signs popping up, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not only the dollar signs that count. It's the history behind it. It's the lure of the knowledge to see where it came from, who did it, how did this happen. Let's see if we can find those answers for you. 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. And we'll see what happens. Quick, think of an answer. That's what we're going to do. 877-969-8600. Burchard Galleries, Antiques Fine Arts Auctioneers, has been in St. Petersburg for the last 35 years and more, in the same location, running auctions every 30 days. 1,000 items go across the auction block. Sometimes it's 500 because we have a single day sale. But coming your way, April 20th and 21st, it's a double day extravaganza. April 20th, 21st, save that date. It's Auction Mania at Burchard Galleries in St. Pete, right there in the heart of the city, 2522 30th Avenue North, an easy hop, skip, and a jump from Sarasota, Clearwater, Tampa. Holy cow, a half hour away, 45 minutes away from Nirvana. A treasure trove of items on the auction block. You name the price, how much better does it get? Stay tuned if I've got your attention. Burchard Galleries Antiques Fine Arts Auctioneers is on the air in case you're just tuning in. We talk about treasures from the past. We figure out how it got here, how much it could be worth in the International Fine Arts Auction Arena, 877-969-8600. If you're listening to the show, driving down the road, and you think, wow, Bob might want to hear this show, well, give Bob a call and tell him to go to burchardgalleries.com. That's B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D. And click on a link that says listen to live radio, and they can hear you call me. How about that? Or you can go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. Click the link, listen to live radio, and we'll be joining in on the fun together and see what we can discover, see what's out there lurking in the world, just there for your pickings. It's there. All you got to do is recognize it when you see it. Let's see if you found something interesting at the sales this weekend. Every day is a treasure hunt here in Florida, retirement capital of the world. Let's see what's going on out there. 877-969-8600, or you can send me an email right here, live. I can get your pictures in a matter of a millisecond. Well, maybe not that fast, but it seems like it. BurchardGalleries.com. Mail, that's M-A-I-L, like the postman. Mail at BurchardGalleries.com. Incidentally, we are live on the radio, so try not to call our office number, because I can't take your call number one. And just give us a call live right here, 877-969-8600 for instant gratification. Isn't that nice? That's what we all live for, isn't it? Instant gratification. Let's see if we can provide you that feeling right here, live on the radio, 877-969-8600 to be on the show. That's a lot to comprehend all at once. I know I'm talking like an auctioneer, 20 items a second, 20 words a second. I don't know how fast it is. People always ask me, are you one of those fast-talking guys? I said, well, I talk. My speech is related to the speed at which you raise your hand. If you're raising your hand very slowly, I will slow right down. If you are speeding along 10 hands in the air at once, well, we move a little faster. That's when the excitement begins. 877-969-8600 to be on the show. And ask your questions, figure it all out right here today. Today is the day you get the answers, but just all you got to do is give that number a call, 877-969-8600. And, well, we'll be live ready for you. We are Burchard Galleries, Antiques Fine Arts Auctioneers. If you're just tuning in, don't touch that dial. If you're dial surfing, here's something that might enrich your life. And that is to recognize items of value when you see them. You know, some things you look at plants, it's just a plant. But there are rare plants. There are exotic plants. There are plants that are very, very valuable, but you got to recognize which plants those are. If you're at a yard sale and they sell plants and, they raise African violets or some other rare species, well, you got to be aware to collect all you can while you're there. And everything else, jewelry, painting, especially world of art. You know, art can look like, if you're a right-handed person and you never painted before, you're right-handed and you've never painted a picture before, try painting a picture with your left hand blindfolded. And that's how some works of art look. Looks like a right-handed person painted it with his left hand with a blindfold. It's worth extraordinary dollars. You know, some of the art I can't figure out, but that's why they call it art. You look at it, and, you can hang it on the wall one way, next week spin it around, hang it another way. It looks fine because it looks different than when it did the other day before you moved it. You know what I'm talking about. 877-969-8600. Let's see. Well, if you have a name on a work of art, we'll see if these recognized listed artists. Now, paintings, artists, artwork does not have to be a listed artist to have value. What is a listed artist? You know, a listed artist is someone who has sold their work, whether while they're alive or posthumously through other estates. You know, hundreds of 19th century, 18th century artists sold all the time, and the artist is never recognized much, many times because there's no signature. Sometimes people can recognize the style, the palette, the colors that are used, the methods that the image is put on, the medium, which is the canvas or the paper, whether it's a print, whether it's a lithograph, whether it's, you know, those are all prints. Lithographs, serigraphs, etchings, engravings, anything that's done with a press, off the press, they slip out. Some are done in limited editions. Only so many are made. The molds are destroyed. You got to recognize the medium that the artwork is portrayed in, and that is going to be a definite clue as to value. How close you get to the artist, meaning the original work of art, of course, and then you have a serigraph, and then you have a lithograph, and then, you know, the number of steps away from the artist will diminish the value of a picture, because the artist, sometimes all he did was sign it, because someone else is printing the multiples. There's all kinds of things to realize when you're assessing value, especially in artwork, how it was made, how many were made, if there's only one. You look at upcoming artists. Black American artists are soaring to the moon. Sam Gilliam, we sold a Sam Gilliam painting here a year or so ago, $135,000 for a painting. And it was an abstract painting, one of those ones that, you know, you can hang it three or four different ways if you want. Anyone who looks at it can interpret in their own way what it is. You know, if matches the drapes, honey, here's $135,000, go buy a Sam Gilliam for us. No, it's not that simple, but there are artists who are up and coming who have never sold works, therefore they're not listed. Listed meaning you can go through the art sales indexes online like ArtNet, AskArt, ArtPrice, and you can find the fact that this particular artist has sold at auction at some auction house at some point in time. He's listed. There are many artists who have never sold anything. They just paint and they keep it. They're hoarders, if you will. We've run into estates like that. Ivan Garakov was one of those Russian artists who we found. My wife was at a 7-Eleven and happened to talk about, the clerk asked, you know, hi, how are you? What do you do? You know, and she said, well, you know, we're auctioneers. And, oh, my father was an artist and he came from Poland. And when he came, he cut all his pictures out of a frame and rolled them up and brought them with us. And I've got a cellar full of art. You know, here we are at a 7-Eleven. We're talking about an artist who never sold any work. He wasn't a copyist. He was a restorer, and he worked on all kinds of art, you know, fixing things. So he was able to paint in all kinds of styles. Ivan Garakov, G-A-R-I-K-O-F, and K-O-V, maybe that's what it's, K-O-V. But we sold his art, never has been on the auction block before. We contacted Marion Marger from the St. Pete Museum. We had some hype in the newspapers about an newly discovered treasure trove of art, an attic find, if you will. And now he's listed. Look him up, Ivan Garakov. You'll find that Burchard Gallery started the ball. There are others surfacing around the country because they're found in estates, et cetera, et cetera. But if you look and see for Ivan Garakov, there is the artist records of Burchard Galleries have been sold the most because we found them in the 7-Eleven. Isn't that crazy? So it never hurts to talk. It never hurts to ask questions. It never hurts to you know, my mom always said, Jeff, always ask. Always ask. And you never know. Some people call me, well, I have a set of dishes for sale, or I've got an armoire for sale. And, you know, it's not like they said, well, I've got gold coins for sale. Boy, you know, where are they? Let's go. But, you know, you talk to the folks, and they'll call, and they say they've got this and that. And even if it's not something that's running high, trending high, you talk to the folks, and lo and behold, I always ask questions. And is there anything else that might be available? Well, we got this. And I said, do your neighbors have anything they're thinking of selling? I always ask. People say, how do you get 1,000 items every 30 days? I'm always asking. We love referrals. Thank you so much. I don't thank our people who call us with referrals enough. So right now, moment of silence. Thank you all very much. But without you, we would not be here. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We do love referrals. We like to talk to realtors who have homes that need to be emptied because they just sold a house in 2 days, that kind of a thing. We're specialists at. Also, attorneys who are in a fiduciary hot seat to do the very best for the states that they're entrusted to settle. And what better way to get value than to ask 10,000 people? Sometimes people have things for sale. They ask three or four. They find them in the phone book. And, of course, those are folks who are in the business, who make a living buying and selling. And you get a price. You get an offer from someone who's going to resell it. I say the auction method is a wonderful thing because you have the chance to reach the person who's going to keep and love it, just like mom and dad loved it. And that's one thing that's important to people who are children who, you know, they don't necessarily want the items. But they want to make sure that their mom and, you know, the relative's legacy lives on and someone's going to enjoy it as their relatives did. That's one thing that we specialize in, is finding someone who goes cuckoo for coconuts over the item that we're selling. I love to find it. I love to pull rabbits out of the hat. I love to go to a hoarder's estate. And, oh, there's nothing there. You look in their bedroom and there's boxes and stuff closed. I'm not exaggerating. I live it. You watch the TV shows. I live those TV shows every day. I wake up bound out of bed in the morning looking for instances like that where you can find treasure. Treasure where others might look in the same room and go, oh, man, this is terrible. And now, you know, I'm not going in there. You know, me, I just put my hands together and dive in. Dive in and find that treasure. You know, it could be as small as a sewing thimble. It could be take up half the room, but we love to have the opportunity to find those treasures. You know, not everybody knows everything about everything. Even people in the business don't know. Even me, I don't know everything. You know, I have seen a lot in 40 years, but I'm always seeing something different. And trends change. Some things get hot. Some things get out of favor. And you have to know, you have to be in that world to recognize what's hot, what's not. Because if you live in the past and buy and sell according to what used to be, sometimes you can overpay because things get cold. Sometimes you cannot pay enough and not get what you should have got, if you know what I mean. And it's just learning. Every day is learning. Every hour is learning. And I hope we'll learn together today. That starts with your call, by the way, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. And we'll see if we can answer your questions, or you can email us at mail, M-A-I-L, at BurchardGalleries.com. Now, I know you have questions out there. I know you're thinking. I know you're a little skittish to call. Well, you can call. Yumika, are you there this morning? This is a lovely voice that will answer the phone for you when it rings. And just tell Yumika what's on your mind. If you're a little bit shy to be on the air, just tell her what you'd like old Jeff Burchard here to talk about on the radio. And we'll expand on what you're thinking and see if we can make you a happy, happy person today. 877-969-8600. That's the magic number where it all starts. Or mail, M-A-I-L, at BurchardGalleries.com. Let me spell Burchard for you. That's B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D. Eight letters, no S. B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D. Type that in any search engine. You'll pop up Burchard Galleries in St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm going to go there and just see what happens when you do that. I have to take a walk down memory lane every now and then and click Burchard Galleries. There we are. Front page opens. It says there's a site map at the top, calendar of events, what's going on, auction archives, what we've sold in the past. The main thing you want to click is upcoming auction information and catalogs. What you will find there are catalogs that are online today showing you items that we're not going to be selling until the 20th and 21st. You can bid today, you know, in case you're going to be out of town or you know you're not going to be available. But some people say, wow, look at this, and you never saw us. And they say, wow, I don't want to forget this. So they look there and they bid today so they don't forget. You can bid now, you can bid tomorrow, you can bid on the day of the auction, you can bid as we sell it. Isn't it a wonderful world? BurchardGalleries.com. You owe it to yourself to at least take a look at the offering because it changes every 30 days. It changes a whole new 1,000 total, sometimes more, sometimes a little less, But we strive for that 1,000 item mark. It's 500 items each day. We do 400 on Discovery Day, which is Saturday, and then try to do 500 to 600 on the Premier Auction Day. It's a wonderful thing, this technology. Well, it's our best friend, it's our worst enemy. Everybody knows what the last one sold for. So if you're looking and you want to judge what you're buying, judge your purchases, take a look online. The information's there. Or if you're selling, take a look online. And most people do, and they get jaded. Don't make this mistake. If you're the owner of something, you're going to find the sites that tell you that your item is worth the most. And if you're a buyer, you're going to find the sites that record the prices for that item at its lowest. And the fair medium, somewhere in between the high and low, and that's where you need to be when you're thinking of selling. If you are searching for things, if you're researching your own items and you come to a site and they say, there it is. Look, Harold, there it is. Look. And you click the button and they say, well, it's $19.95 a month or $4.95 just call us here at Burchard Galleries. We subscribe to many of those databases and we can go right to where you found your item where they won't tell you. And we can take a look and have the answer for you and give you some intelligent information so you can decide what you want to do. I always believe in the auction method. If you've got 10 items to sell, you're going to get a fair assessment. Sometimes they're a little bit higher than what's been happening in the past. Sometimes they're a little bit lower. But if you average out 10 items, you're going to come out ahead of the game because you've had lots of people to look at it. And that's the key. When you're selling something, you ask a lot of people for offers. You don't just sell it to the first person who comes along. That's not a good thing. Then again, there are people who are a little bit overzealous. They're a little bit eager. If you find a dealer that collects the kind of item you're selling, they'll pay anything to get it for their collection, and they're not buying it for resale. So there's good and not so good all over. You just got to recognize what's good and not so good when you're selling. And I like the auction. I like the opinion of many, and that's what we do here. We're live online when we sell, live online before we sell. Just give us a call. We'll talk to you about what it is you have. That's the main thing. We got to talk about what it is you have. And see where you could end up or see where it's been in the past. 877-969-8600. I got an email here from Lisa. Ooh, I like this. Oh, Lisa, thank you so much for your email, but you didn't leave a phone number. Hi, I have a lot of antiques. Do you work with the public? Boing, that's the magic words. I have a lot of antiques. So, yes. Send me another email with your contact information there, Lisa, and I'll give you a buzz right after the show. Yes, we do work for attorneys. We work for museums. We work for estates. We work for pickers. We work for people who are downsizing. We work for anyone who has something for sale. We find the home for your items that you no longer need, and that's how we work. That's what we do. Many times when you have an item that you can't even find, when you do your research, I can't find what I'm looking for, and we know because we've sold them before. We know who bought them the last time, so we just get send a little tap on the shoulder, a little email, say, hey, we got another one of those. We have 42,000 people on our mailing list. So, and they're all, well, I can't say all, I'm going to jinx myself here. I want to say many of them are categorized as to the type of item they like. They want to be notified when you get highwayman paintings, for example. We have a long list of people who buy highwayman paintings. And I think we still hold the record for the sale of highwayman paintings. It was Sam Newton for $46,000 for a highwayman painting that they used to sell for $25 and $50 out of the trunk of their car on US-1. I always talk about highwaymen because they're immediately desirable. People say, well, what do you like? I like things when I hold it up. People stand on their chairs going, me, gimme, jumping up and down, doing jumping jacks, waving around, my bid, take my bid. That's what I like. You hold it up and it's half sold. Well, actually, it's half sold before the auction ever starts because there are people bidding before the auction. That's what I like, those items. Sets of sterling silver, diamond rings, oriental rugs, sculptures, items of value. That's what we love. Let's see. I got another email here. We scroll down. It's just above Lisa. Mark, let's see. Mark. Holy cow. He's got a lot of porcelain here, folks. He's got an old GE clock radio, old jewel teaware. Let's see. Mark, I got to give you, and you know, you'll never know till you ask. You have saleable things, Mark, but it's just not the right kind of thing for our audience. And I'll tell you before we go into it, that it's going to ring the bell at the fair, hit the moon, set records, or if it's going to be something that could slip through the cracks and not bring, you know, there are still a few, although I don't know them anymore. It's kind of fallen out of favor. You remember the old autumn leaf jewel tea porcelain cookware, dishes, bowls? It's a ribbed ivory body with autumn leaves, fall leaves on the outside. You used to get it in the supermarkets when you bought so much stuff. Or actually, you had to buy it piece by piece. Every week there was a special piece that you buy. And you put together a set of that jewel teaware, and many people had a gazillion pieces of it. They just couldn't get enough of it. But nowadays, with the advent of online auctions, eBay, things like that, jewel tea is not what we're looking for here at the gallery, unfortunately. But thank you for showing me, Mark. There is still a market for it. It's not a real strong market because there's so much of it available. So I'm just going to go here to eBay while we're talking. Let's see. I'm typing in the right words. Let's see. There we go. Let's see if we there we go. Jewel T Autumn Leaf. At this moment, there are over 2,500 Autumn Leaf Jewel T pieces for sale. Here's a stacking set of three covered casseroles, and the opening bid now is $13.79. So I know it has value, and if you've got a tractor trailer load of jewel tea casseroles, you're going to have a lot of money. But if you're selling a set with just, you know, 30, 40 pieces, and they're selling eight pieces for $13, the whole set might be worth $150. It doesn't work here at our gallery because of how much time we spend to market each item. We have photographers, we have catalogers, we have internet internet people who assist the buyers with the shipping afterwards. To do all that and sell an item for $125, it just doesn't work with our business model. So don't take it personal. There's someone out there. You need to be on eBay and sell those things out there to there's an audience. This is what's on, that's what's alive right now for sale. I'm going to go and click, you know, there's a button that you click on the side of where you search on eBay that will tell you what has sold in the last 30 days. And that's where you want to look. You don't want to look at what's available. You want to look at what has sold. And there we go. Here we go. There's a lot of buy it now. Four plates for $49. It's a buy it now. Hasn't been sold. $18.50 for a gravy boat. But the serving pieces are always more desirable because everybody bought the plates and the cups, but not everybody bought the accompanying serving pieces. Hall China, H-A-L-L, were the makers of the Autumn Leaf, by the way. It's the authentic Autumn Leaf. Here's a water pitcher with an ice lip on it, $45 or best offer, another one that didn't sell. Here's a teapot that looks like an Aladdin lamp, $32. So it covered casserole, $23. If you want to get the money for jewel teaware, you've got to list it individually. However, the reward does not justify the work involved for us to market it the very best way, and that's item by item by item on eBay. That's not something that we do, but there are people out there who provide that service for you. So Mark, if you are looking to sell that jewel teaware, it needs to go to eBay. eBay, you know, here I am turning business away. I like to tell people the best venue for their items, whether it's myself or whether it's somewhere else where they could do better. I just want to be of service, and I want you happy when it's over. If I'm not the guy, I'll tell you I'm not the guy. You know, if it's too important for me, well, I don't like to think that there's anything too important for us because we have set records in many fields, especially artwork. But it may be too specialized, you know, pre-Columbian pottery. I'm not studious in that at all. I have to rely on other people. And, you know, 9.5 out of 10 people you call don't know enough about it to to help you. And pre-Columbian pottery is one thing that, you know, everybody's doubtful as to its authenticity. And so it's that something that I don't spend a lot of time with that type of item. But now you talk about jewelry and artwork and pottery and rugs and many, many other things. I have a full day handling many other things. So I try to stick with the things that I know people will be happy with the results when we're done. Let's find out if you are one of those people and have the right things for this particular auction machine. 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600 to be on the show, and we'll answer your questions. Let's find out what it is. You can send us an email with your picture so I can see it. Hold it up to the phone so I can see it. You can send that email at any time, during the show, after the show. This email works 24 hours a day, and lo and behold, sometimes my phone will ding, and I'll be driving down the road going, well, what am I going to do now? I think my day is done. Ding, the phone goes off. It was like yesterday. My phone went ding, went off. Hi, I have a collection of pottery. I have a collection of sculpture. I have a collection of things that I'm thinking of selling, and this particular person was about three blocks from where I was at the moment. When I told him I'd be there in 5 minutes, what? Really? I'll tell you more about that. We're coming up right now. We are at the point where we have to take a short break for the news and weather. You're listening to the Burchard Galleries Antiques. The key is call-in radio show, 877-969-8600. Give us a call. We'll be ready. Coming back after the break. Jeffrey Burchard at your service, WGUL 860 AM, Tampa Bay.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Boeing CEO David Calhoun is getting compensation valued at $33 million for last year, nearly all of it in stock awards. But the company says the CEO declined a bonus of nearly $3 million more after a panel blew out of a Boeing 737 MAX during flight in January. And Boeing says Calhoun's stock award for 2024 will be reduced by nearly a quarter because of the drop in the company's stock prices since the January accident. Calhoun recently said he would step down as CEO at the end of this year. Israel's military has recovered the body of a 47-year-old farmer held hostage in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiators prepare for another round of talks today in Egypt on brokering a ceasefire in the six-month-long war. Hamas says it will be attending today's meeting. This is SRN News.
Get digital media solutions for your business. Visit surroundtampa.com.
Burchard Galleries is a West Central Florida auction firm, internationally recognized for consistently bringing quality estate antiques and fine art to the auction place. The innovation and sensitivity of Burchard Galleries and the talent and dedication of its employees has made Burchard Galleries one of the top auction sales rooms known for honest, reliable, and record-setting service. Their fine reputation is their mark. Burchard Galleries, 2528 30th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. Call 727-821-1167. That's 727-821-1167. Or on the web at burchardgalleries.com.
Experience the best selection of cigars and accessories in the country. Corona Cigar is located at 4142 West Boy Scout Boulevard across from International Plaza. Or visit coronacigar.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF. relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher here. I want to share with you an AM 860 The Answer sponsor that has done some wonderful work at healing Salem listeners. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. If you've been having problems with your feet or lower legs that no doctors have been able to cure, please give Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care a call or visit advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. They specialize in healing conditions such as bunions, plantar fasciitis, or any problems with the tendons and toes. They even do custom orthotic inserts right at their office. Another area of expertise that sets Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care apart is their ability to heal those chronic wounds of the feet and legs. Their doctors treat you with the highest degree of care and compassion to make the healing process as comfortable as possible. They're so easy to get to, 38th Avenue near Tyrone in St. Petersburg, parking right in front a few short steps from the entrance, or visit advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com.
Together, we'll join hands and hearts at the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch on Thursday, May 2nd. Join Faith Talk Tampa for this time-honored tradition at Armature Works, where our community lifts up our nation and its leaders in prayer around the theme, Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World, followed by an address by keynote speaker Laura Story. The Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch. Get tickets now at letstalkfaith.com.
Helping you get where you're trying to go. Get digital media solutions for your business. Visit surroundtampa.com. Surroundtampa.com.
For this afternoon, partly sunny, real pleasant with a high 79, partly cloudy tonight, low 61. Kicking off the new week, just delightful tomorrow, partly sunny with a high up to 84. Partly sunny nights on Tuesday, high 85. Midweek Wednesday, going to be breezy and pleasant with some sun, high 86. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Ruth O'Brien for AM 860, The Answer.
Welcome back. The Antiques and Collectibles Show. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Burchard.
Hey, we're back. We're ready for action, ready to take your call. Let's figure out what it is you have, what it could be worth on the Burchard Gallery's call-in radio show. Here's the magic number, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. And we'll take your call. Let's see what you have. Let's find out if you're going to have a better day today when you're sitting on, well, you might say the gold mine. Some people are. They just don't know. Let's see if you are one of those folks. 877-969-8600, mail, M-A-I-L, at burchardgalleries.com to send us a note. Attach your photos, attach your pictures, attach anything, questions even. Mail at burchardgalleries.com. So I was talking yesterday, or I was talking today about yesterday. I'm driving down the road and I'm wondering what to do. You know, I've run through my calls for the day. The day's over. It's 4:40. It was truly 4:40. You know, it's almost over. You know, and all of a sudden the phone ring-a-ling, ding-a-ling. I say, hey, yes, how are you? And he says, I have a number of things from my mom's estate. We're liquidating. We have to move. And there's things that we sell, and we have pieces by the artist Sergio Bustamante. Boing, that's a magic word that rings my bell. That beads of sweat on my forehead. I'm talking to the gentleman. Where are you? He's just a very few minutes away from where I am. Couldn't believe that I was there in a matter of 15 minutes. And we're talking, and I'm, take a look. Sergio Bustamante is a Mexican artist and a sculptor. And he was born in 1949, same age as I am, by the way. Ha-ha, I can relate to you, sir. And he's still alive, still working. But he has produced some of the most magnificent sculptures, both in copper, both in paper mache, both in all kinds of mediums. He's an artist, let's put it that way. He was part of a group of artists that established the Family Workshop Studio in Tia, I don't know how to pronounce this, it's a Spanish name, Tia Cuepaque, Jalisco, in Mexico, and it includes wood sculpture, it includes bronze sculpture. I'm reading this from Wikipedia, so I learned more about Sergio Bustamante, the artist. I've sold many of his works in the past, but let's see the facts behind the artist. That's Wikipedia is where I am. Gives you a nice little bio on the artist, and then you go to the internet and you search for Sergio Bustamante. It's spelled B-U-S-T-A. M-A-N-T-E, Bustamante, Sergio Bustamante, and take a look at what you see. You're going to go, wow, whoever, that is cool. Whoever thought of that? In my car right now, the call came in 4:40 at 6:30. I'm driving away from the house. My car looks like a zoo. It's packed, with full-size copper, patinated copper walruses. I've got full-bodied pumas, P-U-M-A, puma, the cat. I've got numerous parrots. I've got pottery fish. I've got a full-size copper-clad tortoise. I've got beautiful birds of metal and precious gemstones to enhance the color of the feathers. I've got a carload of Bustamante that's coming up in our auction on April 20th. And April 21st is the day we'll sell the Bustamante. But I'm so eager to start working on that. I'm sitting here vibrating in my chair right now. I always like the show. I wish the show would go on all afternoon, but in this particular case, it's almost over. The fastest hour in radio has 20 minutes left. If you want to get in on the action, if you want to have some fun, if you want to make a discovery, if you want to solve your problems of things that must be sold, the D-Day is coming up, the house is sold, closing is this day, and you still got things to sell. I'm speaking to those realtors out there who have issues with things that, you know, I don't know what to do with it. I can't have a sale here because the condo association or the neighborhood association doesn't allow sales. Well, here's the number to call right now, 877-969-8600, Burchard Galleries. We love items of value, and we love items that are too big for most people to handle. We have men, we have trucks, we have rooms, we have the ability to sell those kinds of items, whether we just sell them in place. We'll come take photographs and sell it, and the buyer will pick it up at the shipper will pick it up at your house. There's all kinds of solutions that we've come up with for people who are in what seems to be an unsolvable situation, meaning we can't have a sale. What are we going to do with the stuff? Well, give us a call. We'll talk about what you have. We may have a buyer already for those items. We may buy it ourselves. We can buy from you. We can sell for you. Whichever way solves the problems. We are problem solvers. You know, that's one thing that I pride myself in over the many years of being in business. I try to be a problem solver. It's just not gimme, gimme, take, take. I want this. No, you know, I don't know what. We try to be problem solvers for you. If we can't solve them ourselves, then we may direct you towards someone who can help you with your particular situation. We know clean out people who sometimes there's things that aren't extraordinarily valuable and it's just clean it out. Some people clean things out for the contents they receive that's in there. You know, sometimes that's pretty much all it's worth. Is every situation is different. Burchard Galleries in St. Pete, Antiques, Fine Arts, Auctioneers, Estate Liquidators is here to help you. I'm going to give you our phone number now at the risk of my phone ringing before the show ends. Please wait till the show ends, but I want to make sure that you get Burchard Galleries' number, the number we've had for 35 years, located in the same location, 35 years, opening the same door every day. 2522 30th Avenue North is our address. Yeah, that's that place we drive by on Saturday when the parking lot is full and there's such, it looks like a county fair. There's merchandise everywhere. And the only thing we don't have is the balloons and all that kind of stuff. But the merchandise does that for us. It attracts the crowd. If you drive by on Saturday the 20th, starting at 8:30 in the morning, you're going to see that action of which I speak. You're going to see the 100-foot tent. You're going to see hundreds of people. Usually it's 100 or a little more. Not more than 100. 100's a big crowd. But you're going to see, what the heck is that? And you can't miss it. Sometimes we've caused traffic jams out there, and everybody gets through it, but it's quite an event. If you want to be in a location where things are for sale to the highest bidder, no matter what the price, we have items on the auction block, no reserves, on Saturday the 20th. You start the bidding. You name the price. If no one else says more, you take it home. That's it. It must be sold. It must be sold to settle the estates. The children doesn't want it. It has to be removed from the home. It's here for sale. It's going to turn it into money. You can be the winner. Just name what you want. No One Says More, you get it. That's Saturday, April 20th. Take a look online. Our catalogs are live. If you happen to get into our premier auction on Burchard Gallery site, go to the top of the page and click the button that says Current Auctions, and you will see both the Discovery Sale and the International Premier Sale. Now, you can bid online on the premier items. You cannot bid online on the Discovery Auction. You either have to be there or bid by absentee bid. That's the only way you can buy things that are in our Discovery Auction. And there's 450 items for you to look at. We do not ship. We do not take phone calls on Saturday Discovery because we are overloaded with all the work we have to do for the following day on Sunday, the premiere sale, which is Sunday, April 21st at 12 p.m. But it's live online for you to see right now. We are always active. We are always looking for more items to sell. I'm so happy I got a car full of Bustamante figures. That's going to be very exciting because it's a great artist. Take a look at him. You'll be amazed at some of the work that he does. Where does this come from? That's why they call it art. Sergio Bustamante will be on the auction block. We also have on the premier sale a collection of Marc Lassaud, an artist that we've sold before. In fact, on our front page, when you go take a look at the Burchard Gallery site, B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D, you'll click Upcoming Auctions, and you'll scroll down, and you're going to see the big flyer, the brochure. Incidentally, if you would like to receive our 11x17 four-fold color glossy brochure in your mailbox, join our mailing list. At the bottom of the page, on the front page, you'll see join our mailing list. Send us a note, however. But when you scroll, hey, how about a 19th century naval cannon? Naval deck cannon, cast iron on a wooden base where you just roll it up and pound the other ship. We got one. Wood-mounted cast iron naval cannon. We have the Clazades, the Marc Clazades. There's a nice brochure that you click. It's about the bottom of the front page there. That we have stated that it's a rare opportunity. It's a phenomenal estate collection of this French artist, Marc Clazades. He was born in Paris. And he's considered the most prominent living artist asset, according to the French Art Network, who are Clazades' exclusive managers in North America. And you may notice the similarities to Lautrec and Degas. We have five works of art that are going to be sold at our auction on the 21st. And you can take a look. Some of these are, well, the one, the lady in the red dress, let's give you an idea of size. She is as tall as, when I'm standing upright, the top of that picture comes a little bit above my shoulder. So when I'll say life size, I can say it's three-quarter life size. It's a lady in a big red dress with an Art Deco style, big round brim hat. It's just fabulous artwork. I think that we are one of the first auction houses to bring Clazades, that's spelled C-L-A-U-Z-A-D-E, Clazade, to bring Clazade's artworks to the auction block. We sold Clazade's works probably 2 years ago from an estate down in Sarasota. That was a fun thing. Because while we were picking up those things in Sarasota, I have a license plate. My license plate says, I buy art. I asked, I said, hey, do you have a license plate, I buy art? Yeah, really? It's not I-B-Y, it's I-B-U-Y-A-R-T, seven letters, I buy art. And it's crazy because while I was in the estate handling the Clazade consignment, I came out, there's a card on my windshield wiper, and it says, call me. I have lived just a few blocks away, and I have art. We went down and took 40 paintings out of that house. So, you know, I do crazy stuff. You know, I'm always out there waiting for that call, and I was going to give you my office number, so I think I will. Here it is. Don't lose this one, 727-821-1167, 727-821-1167. If you'd like to have a house call, if you'd like to have one of our Burchard Galleries representatives, both myself, Jeff Burchard, my son Todd Burchard, our art director, would love to come and chat with you and take a look at the items that you're thinking of selling, or we'll come chat with you and thinking of the items that you have, you don't know what you're selling. We don't know what to do with this. We don't know what's valuable. We don't know what's not. We'd be glad to come by and take a look. If you want to set an appointment, we'd be glad to come meet with you. Yours truly will make the trip. Absolutely. My son Todd and I burn our tires 100 miles a day. I've got a new car, 3 months old, 14,000 miles on it. So I want to put more. I'm ready for your call. This is the office number, 727-821-1167. 727-821-1167. 727-821-1167. Save that number. If you have things for sale, if you have questions about what you have, if you want to know when the auction is, the next auction is, that's the number to call. If you'd like a house call, if you're into liquidating estates, again, if you're an attorney and you're in the fiduciary hot seat to do the very best for your client, what's better than to offer those items to thousands of people all at the same time? Get the opinion of many before you sell. If you're a realtor and you need to get the house cleaned out, if there's big items, or if there's already been a sale and the big items didn't sell, if you can't have a sale and you need a place to sell things, talk to Burchard Galleries. We'd be glad to assist you, give you an idea of the best way to do it. Recommend people to help you, clean outs, et cetera, et cetera. We're glad to talk with you about any situation you might find yourself in. We are the problem solver when it comes to that. We're glad to help you out. Benefit of our 40 years in the business, we probably got 75 years combined experience in the auction business, fine arts business, estate liquidation business. And, we love to sell. We love to find those treasures. We love to handle fine things. People say, what do you collect? I said, I don't collect much. I don't have to. I see so many beautiful things every month, and it's always different. My collection is ever-changing. That's a beautiful thing. I don't have a lot. I really don't. It's, wow, Ben, your house is just jam-packed. No, I just, you know, I collect carved marble sculpture. I collect paintings. I collect oriental rugs and that. And I'm happy with that. I don't need to have one of each. And there are people we find that literally have one of each. And if they had the room, they'd still be collecting, but they don't have the room because they're selling their home and they're downsizing to smaller square footage and they have to sell it. So if you like to be in a situation where you see wonderful things and all you have to do is name the price and no one says more, guess what? That's the way I like to buy. Imagine walking out, I'll give you this. Anyone else? No. Okay, it's yours. What? Yes, that's exactly what happens. The competitive bidding situation takes care of itself. One person bids higher than the other, and when that stops, we sell it to the person that has the highest bid. Come witness it. It's a phenomenon you need to see to believe. The economy that sometimes people don't even realize exists, this way of doing business on the auction block, it's fantastic. Don't worry about scratching your nose. You're not going to buy a Cadillac if you scratch your nose. We know the difference. You're going to have the opportunity to see a lot of things. Come down and take a look. We're going to be open for preview on Friday the 19th. We're going to be there from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. to preview for Saturday, the discovery sale. We open at 7:30 in the morning. And then again at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to look at the things that we're going to sell the following day. So it's preview sale. If you walk on the property, you're going to see things of value. You're going to see things that could be yours. All you have to do is raise your hand. That's it. Raise your hand as high as you want or don't raise your hand at all. You control what happens in the auction arena. If it has to be yours, just keep that hand in the air. 877-969-8600. I've got 8 minutes left to the fastest hour in radio. I told you, it goes by like crazy. And I wanted to thank Lisa and Mark for sending me that information about the collections of things that you're thinking of selling. I would love to visit with you and talk with you about it. I'm going to be making a house call today. Where am I going? Sun City. Apollo Beach. That's where I'll be this afternoon, Apollo Beach. It's an estate situation. Mom was a world traveler, especially in the Orient, and their house is full. Everything is going to be sold, and I can't get there fast enough, quite truthfully. I'm going to be there at 1 o'clock, so I'll be in the Apollo Beach, Sun City vicinity. If you have things in that area, give me a call. I'm going to be nearby. Monday and Tuesday, we'll be in the Sarasota area. I've threatened to actually tweet out where I am, but I just have not found the time to do that. So call the gallery and say, hey, where's Jeff today? Or where's Todd today? I'd like somebody to come by and see me, and if they're in my area, or have them give me a call when they're in my area. It all starts with that phone call to this number, 727-821-1167. There are no silly questions, 727-821-1167. What kind of things do we like? We like items of value. Items of value. It could be brand new entertainment center. You know, people pay multi thousands of dollars for stereo equipment. Sometimes that comes available to the estate. We like the old audio equipment. If you have Macintosh amplifiers, Macintosh is the magic word. It could be 20 years old. It says Macintosh on it, even if they don't work. If it says Macintosh on it, that's one of those things that you would not normally recognize. Most people go to an estate sale, they see an old amplifier sitting on the table. That's absolutely of no use to most people. An old amplifier, 20 years old, what's that? I'll tell you what, if you've ever lifted a Macintosh amplifier, they are heavy. I don't know what they put in there, but they're darn heavy, I can tell you that. And they're darn valuable. So if you have audio equipment, we like that. We like Bose. We like the name. We like items of value. We love sterling silver. Sterling silver is always a big winner. We like sterling works of art, you know, vases, wall plaques, jewelry. Everything has value. Some things have more value than others. Some things are more desirable by more people than others. But we have an idea of who likes what. And if you have things for sale, give us a call. We don't charge for that. Just tell us what you have. We'll give you an idea. We can find out if your expectations are worth somewhere or near somewhere near our predictions of what it could be worth. Sometimes you'll be pleasantly surprised. We don't tell people to stop bidding. They're bidding along. Once the bidding starts, the only way is up. Once the bidding starts, the only way is up. And it's so much fun if you're the owner sitting in the seat or watching it online to see it go up, 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 and up, and up for more than you ever thought possible, for more than you ever thought that you would be embarrassed to ask the price. We found the collector who has the burning desire, who won't leave home or who won't leave the auction without it. They're going to be the winner. They stand in the back of the room with their card in the air, won't put it down until you say sold. That's the beauty of an auction. You can fit that scenario. It happens all the time. That's how records are set at auction. Now, I talked about this before, even in the major galleries, it happens to all auctions where you have to give estimates of value, pre-sale estimates of value. For instance, you know, one of the major galleries, let's say we have a Picasso and it's worth 85 to 95 million and it brings 135 million. Why? I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just glad they do. Some people have the means at which to buy anything they want, no matter what it costs. And when you get two people that fit that same scenario that both want the same item, look out. The sky is not the limit. We've had that happen a few times, actually many times in our gallery, where things just set records that you would not believe. We've had things start at $200 and sell for $100,000. Had things started at $15,000 to sell for $180,000. We don't stop people from bidding. If you are selling things with Burchard Galleries, we are your agent. We do the very best we can to get you all there is to get. And if you're a buyer at Burchard Galleries auction, we present you with the most information we can, and we sell it to the person who gives us the highest offer on auction day. Whatever it is, too high, too low, whatever it is, we sell it on auction day. Things that are not reserved. Our discovery sale on the 20th, there is no reserves whatsoever. Highest bidder takes it away no matter what. In our premier sale the following day, we do have things, important diamonds and gold and things that have fair and reasonable reserves, usually way less than half of the appraisal. That's where it starts out at. So take a look. We have things that must be sold. And if you have things that you're thinking of getting the opinion of many people before you sell it, give us a call here at Burchard Galleries. We'll give you an idea of where it could go and see if that's the right thing for you. Burchard Galleries Antiques and Fine Arts Auctioneers has been in business for 40 years, 35 years plus in the same location. And we're there ready to serve you. 2522 30th Avenue North. If you're driving by, honk the horn. If you'd like to come on in, just come on in. Say, hey, how are you? We'd like to talk to you about what it is we have. And we're here. That's all I can say. Here is the office number, 727-821-1167, 727-821-1167. They're yanking me off my platform here. I got 30 seconds left to the fastest hour in radio. We're here to serve you. Give us a call. If you'd like a house call, here's the number, 727-821-1167. If it's after hours, leave a message. We'll get right back to you, 727-821-1167. When you call that number, heck, I could be at your house in 5 minutes. 15 minutes, actually, when I got the Bustamante's yesterday. Who might be in your neighborhood? We're going to Apollo Beach this afternoon, Sun City on Monday, Sarasota on Tuesday. Call us 727-821-1167. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on the radio. Burchard Galleries, over and out.